Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on The Hardline when we remember those who have recently passed by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Did we complete room 504?
Yes, sir. Opening up room 505.
Who was in 504 when we closed it up?
Brian Wilson, Sly Stone, and somehow Phil Robertson.
Well, the criteria does not need to be reviewed every episode, probably. So Donovan is out today, and so is Corby. So let's do the best we can. Michael, we'd love to have you vote if you would so choose.
Be happy to.
But you have to take this very seriously. This is a very serious thing here. And we're going to try to go through as many as three names. Is there any chance we can do it before Lando starts jumping on us? Let's find out.
I think we'll be able to.
Okay.
Hey, go to break, damn it.
Not yet.
He's so interested in breaks and very disinterested in the show itself. It's very odd, but whatever, man. Whatever works for you. Tom Rafferty, number 64. Did you know that, Dave? Do you know what number he wore?
I could not have remembered that, no.
Tom Rafferty, long, long-time Dallas Cowboy offensive lineman. Now, I want to be clear. The average age of the show today is probably not in Tom Rafferty's favor. So let's hear this out. The fourth round pick of 1976, and for anybody that enjoyed the 70s and 80s Cowboys, they don't need to be told about Tom Rafferty. He started, what was the number? Like 176 consecutive games. Let me make sure I have that right.
167.
167 in a row, but played 203 games with the Cowboys, which is just outside the top five all-time for Dallas Cowboys. In fact, his 182 starts trail only Jason Witten, Too Tall Jones, and Emmitt Smith. And this is at a time where the Cowboys were a high, high quality team. He was drafted by the Cowboys in 1976 out of Penn State in the fourth round, played there for Joe Paterno, won All-American there, first team All-American, All-East first team, and was born in Syracuse, New York, like our friend Daryl Moose Johnston.
Like myself.
Like our friend Dave Lane.
Dave.
And was selected by the Cowboys as a backup to Blaine Nye as a rookie, but the next year started at right guard and really did not give up the job for a long, long, long time. Was in Super Bowl 12, was also the long snapper early on, and always thought of for his work ethic, durability, and versatility. He was moved to center in 1981, and then anchored that line that went to the 81 and 82 championship games in San Francisco and in Washington. In fact, on Monday Night Football in 1983 is credited in a play that the Cowboys only had 10 men on the field. Not sure what Landry was thinking there, Dave, but that's when Tony Dorsett ran for 99 yards on a sweet block by Tom Rafferty himself. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you guys? I mean, there's a lot here. Appeared in 18 playoff games in two Super Bowls. Ranks among the franchise all-time leaders in seasons played, games played, consecutive games played, games started, you name it. He unfortunately, well, this part isn't unfortunate. He ended up living in Keller. In retirement. Nothing wrong with that. Shout out to Keller. But in 2008, began to suffer a series of health issues, as many longtime NFL players would, and finally suffered a stroke early in June and died at the age of 70 is all. And so Tom Rafferty, number 64, longtime Cowboy regular, has passed away. So I don't want to influence anybody I will vote, and you know I will put him in, because that's a name you don't even have to think about if you followed the NFL back then. However, my vote only matters for one vote. So, gentlemen, let's have it.
Michael?
No.
I will say yes.
Fourth all-time in starts is a no for the Dallas Cowboys.
For writing Baker Street in.
That's a different Rafferty.
Ham, your actual vote is in? Okay.
I like the footnote on Wikipedia that says he was known to his teammates as Raf.
Very creative teammates.
Not creative at all. Athletes are the worst with nicknames ever. Despite that, he is in.
Okay.
So
it's 4-1, Dave.
So I guess my vote doesn't matter. I have the controversial take that he's not even in the Ring of Honor, so I say no.
That was my thought. Yeah.
You know, it's very, very, very hard to get in the Ring of Honor.
Well, it's very, very hard to get in the Trifecta Lakes.
It's really not.
Okay. All right.
My vote doesn't matter. So
Rafferty's in.
He's in.
Yeah, I would just like to say in the future, I think there's like 12 guys in the Ring of Honor, and there's a lot of Dallas Cowboys that probably matter. But anyway, we'll move on. Who's got the next one?
That would be me, Bob.
All right.
I am presenting Andre Brower. He has been in the queue for over a year, as he died in December of 2023.
Serious? What?
Yes. It was that long ago. Noted actor.
Where'd you find him in there?
Yeah, I didn't think the Slack message went back that far.
Well, I just remember him not getting his turn.
Oh,
I
want to present you're using that. your yes. bully pulpit as a chance to right a wrong from 2023. Okay.
So Andre Brower was a great actor. He was on TV. He starred in Kojak. He did a lot of Shakespearean acting, went to Juilliard, born in Chicago. But, of course, his role that is, I think, one of the greatest television characters of the last decade is that he played Captain Holt in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Indeed.
He's this stoic, robotic, deadpan captain, but he has some of the greatest lines in the show. He has a rivalry with another captain named Captain Wunsch, and I wanted to play a clip just to give you a little insight into what his character was like.
Deputy Chief Wunsch is here to see you.
Oh, please stay, Diaz. I need a witness in case her head starts spinning around or she turns into a she-wolf.
Hello, Raymond.
No flaccid rejoinder. What's going on?
I'm here on important business. I'm a front runner for a job in the Boston PD.
Boston? But it's so close to Salem. You do know what they do to witches up there, don't you?
This is amazing.
Care to sit? I'm sure you'd like to take some weight off your cloven hooves.
Calling me the devil? How original, Raymond.
Actually, I was calling you a goat. You goat.
Such a great character. It's so funny to just watch YouTube clips of just the best of Captain Holt. Great character. His first movie was Glory, which won Denzel Washington his first Oscar.
Oh yeah, he was the fancy lad.
Mm-hmm.
Like he played a free African American who joined up with the all black regiment.
Wow. Okay.
Nominated and won several Emmys.
Also, it was in like every season of Homicide, right?
Yes.
Did you say that already?
I did not. But okay. Yes. But noted actor, he was diagnosed with lung cancer just a couple of months before he passed away. He hadn't smoked since 2010, but it came in for him anyway. I think he's a great actor, so I will put it to a vote. Andre Brower, Michael Dixon.
I'll go yeah.
I will too.
Worthy.
Yeah, I think he's worthy.
I'll say yes, because I love Glory.
Yeah, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Homicide are both very meaningful shows, and Glory is great. So, okay. I don't know. The post-dating of this induction might be record-breaking, but let's put Andre Brower in.
And
finally got Corby out of here, and Andre had a chance.
And because we took so long to induct Tom Rafferty, Loretta Swit is going to have to wait another day.
She's used to it.
She's been in the queue for a while as well. All right, well, we got two people in.
Got a little done.
I think that's successful.
Sure.
That's some good business in the snake's absence.
Yeah. the backlog was real, so we needed to get a few in there. All right, that is some trifecta for you. 431 here on the ticket.